Scott Sidway theme song. There's big news in the Star Wars universe. And our Star Wars correspondent, Scott Sidway, is here.
You know, making this the right theme song is interesting just because it symbolizes evil, but he redeems himself.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what you guys think about me.
It is, exactly.
A bad dude who, in the end, is actually not that bad after all.
We think you're an all-around great guy.
It just takes six movies to let you know he's not that bad. Yeah, so this is interesting. So, way far in advance, they've announced a new Star Wars trilogy. So, I know I'm getting crickets in the room right now.
No, we're just letting you talk. What do you leave us alone?
There are people who care. Yeah. So, it may not necessarily be,
sure,
most of the people in this room.
I'll see them.
So, it's interesting because the Star Wars we know and love is all about Skywalker. Luke Skywalker, his dad, Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, Leia, his sister, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the lineage. They've announced that a new trilogy is going to be created once this current sequel trilogies created. Eight's coming out in December. Episode 9 is coming out in 2 years from now. That'll end the quote-unquote Skywalker saga, which is the Luke Skywalker story and the Force going through their family. This new trilogy, what they've announced, it's going to be a completely separate part of the galaxy, I guess, a separate universe, you could say. But it's still going to be the Force and everything you know about the Jedi and that kind of thing.
It's either the separate part of the galaxy or a separate universe. It cannot be
both. In Star Wars, it could, because you never know. A long time ago in a far away, you never know. But there's a couple of interesting things about this, and that's one of them. The second is that the guy they got to create this trilogy is Rian Johnson, who directed the movie that's about to come out in about a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
And what that says to you, okay, no one's seen this movie yet. It hasn't come out. But Lucasfilms felt good enough with the movie that this guy's created that they said, you know what, we're going to put you at the driver's seat of this whole new trilogy that has nothing to do with the Skywalkers and Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and all them. We're going to let you create this whole new Star Wars universe for us.
So there's going to be nothing in this next movie to sort of...
It's kind of like...
Harry
Potter without Harry and all the other people in the movies.
But there'll be nothing
like,
same
like
world.
another Hogwarts another academy.
Yeah.
But there'll be no cliffhanger that leaves you for the next series.
Sure. Well, there's a trilogy.
The one coming out in December.
Will wrap everything up.
Well, no, it's episode 8, and episode 9 will wrap everything up in 2 years. Episode 8, which is coming out in a month, The Last Jedi, is supposed to be, from all accounts, it's supposed to be darker. Luke Skywalker is torn between whether the Jedi are actually good or not. That's supposed to go into another movie, and that's supposed to put a bow on it, on the 9-episode Star Wars trilogy. This new one that we're talking about now, there will be cliffhangers because it'll be 3 of them. It'll be a trilogy, so it'll be 1 to 2 to 3. Or maybe they start with episode 4 again. Who knows? I mean, the thing about this is since Disney bought Star Wars – They've really milked this money train for a while,
and then Disney does best.
Yes, and they did it with Marvel too. You see a Marvel movie coming out every year. Thor came out this year. You're getting the gigantic Infinity War with a million Hollywood celebrities in it. And what now we know there's Star Wars movies for the next 3 years, and now at least 3 more after that. And I mean, if you've heard about the new Disney streaming service that's coming out,
no.
There's a Disney's going to put out a streaming service specifically to Disney products, so Disney movies, Marvel, Star Wars, the whole nine yards, and they're going to release a Star Wars show only on that. So kind of like the Netflix business model.
Only on their subscription channel.
Yes, and I think they're doing that because they know the Star Wars cult is going to say, okay, I wasn't really interested in getting this for Beauty and the Beast, but now I have to see the Star Wars show. I'll pay $10 a month for the Disney Netflix or whatever it's
called. You'll be going to new Star Wars movies when you're my age.
Yeah.
Right?
No shame.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date, but I really want to know about your new iPhone X.
Okay.
Because you got it, the other day?
Yes, I got it Wednesday.
What's your review?
I love it. It's worth every penny. Now, I got it discounted because I was due for an upgrade. But, I mean, the pictures on it are unbelievable. Photographers are going to hate it because it's going to make people go out of business because there's a portrait mode that blurs the background.
Really?
You can set different lightings on it. And it looks just like you would go get baby pictures. If you have a newborn, you take it to a professional photographer. They lay on the blanket. You can create those scenes and get similar, if not the same, lighting effects and the depth. And the camera alone is worth it, let alone the facial, like unlocking it just by looking at it.
So there's no home button anymore.
No, and I've had to Google about 5 times, how do I take a screenshot? How do I turn the phone off? How do I do this? Because I keep going, oh, wait, there's no button down there. But that's a small learning curve, and it's totally worth it because it's, I mean, the whole thing's a screen. It's the same size as your phone. It's more screen because the whole thing is
one. Right, I have the 6S.
But it's great. I know a lot of people are giving it crap because it's $1,000 for a phone. For me, it's $20 a month on my bill for a year and a half, and we're good. So it's worth it to me.
All right, good. I always enjoy go. $20 for a year and a half. That's only 18
well,
months.
Well, there's a
$360.
Not to bore people with my. After that, you can go to Spring. You can get a new phone. You can trade yours in and get a new iPhone.
You keep doing that, and then you know,
iPhone for life program.
Exactly.
For us, right. Apple
just
nerds.
Like Star Wars for life, and then some.
Yeah, sign
a
me
bill
up
for
that,
life. Yeah.
Scott
thank
Sidway,
you.
Thank you. Enjoy your phone.